You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a bold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this very well.
You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O God. You are wonderful. You are worthy. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful, Lord. You are worthy. Oh, Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Are we happy to be in God's presence tonight? Amen. Can we celebrate Jesus with a clap offering, with a shout? Let's rejoice. It's always a privilege to be in God's presence. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. Can you rejoice in his presence tonight? Hallelujah. Can we rejoice? Can we rejoice? Can we rejoice? The Bible says the shout of joy will not cease from the tabernacle of righteous. Come on, can we go ahead and rejoice in God's presence tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You are welcome to church this evening. Amen. Praise God. All right, I want to celebrate our Father in the Lord, Pastor Femi Lazarus. Daddy, we love you so much, sir. I personally want to celebrate our Father. Thank you so much, sir, for this privilege to lead us in prayer this evening. Thank you so much, sir. It's not a right. It's a real privilege. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Don't take it for granted. And also, I want to celebrate all the pastors in Fair of Light Church worldwide. Pastor Julius, Pastor Tumishi, Pastor Joke, Pastor Tupi. We celebrate you. Please, can you celebrate this man of God? Man of God. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, man. Hallelujah. I want you to also to celebrate yourself. Spirit of Life Church, worldwide, wherever you are, wherever you are listening to us from, can you celebrate Jesus with a clap of offering? Glory, hallelujah, amen. So happy to have you in our midst tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Let's go ahead tonight and worship him one more time. Say beautiful things to him tonight and say, Lord, we love you. We love you, we love you, we bless you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you from the depth of our hearts tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord God Almighty. We bless you, Abba Father. Haha, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the love. Thank you for your mercy. We magnify your holy name tonight. Wherever you are, just go ahead and appreciate God tonight. Bless the name of the Lord tonight, exalting. Call him his name tonight. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. The source of all source. He's the beginning of the beginning. Oh, he's the great I am. There is none like our God. There is none like our God. There is none like our God. We worship you, our great King, tonight as a congregation of people. We lift up our voice and we worship you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, go ahead and bless him. Bless him, Lord. Oh, mbredi faladine kelabranamana shatalabranaba. Hallelujah to God Most High. Hallelujah to is prayer meeting and we're going to be praying. Oh Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. One more time. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Father, we thank you one more time for tonight. We thank you for the excellency of your love and your integrity. Thank you for preservation. The Bible said, as many of them that are appeared in Zion, they go from strength to strength. Thank you, because it's always a privilege to appear before you. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. And tonight, Lord, we ask that by your Spirit you help us to pray accurately, Lord, that we receive in fullness all that you have prepared for us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that none of us will go back the same way. We return all glory, all honor to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In a short while, please, can we just have a seat? Can we have a seat in God's presence tonight? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, from the beginning of this month, I received a word of prophecy for the month. Our Father in the Lord, Pastor Femi Lazarus, receive from God how that this month is a month of a song of victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Song of victory. And Papa started last week Friday, began to share with us how that as a believer, we don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. Hallelujah. As a believer, we don't struggle to have victory. We are born into victory life. Praise God. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 began to speak. He said, whatsoever that is born of God overcome the world. He said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. In other words, the moment we become born again, we are born into a life. We are born as a victor. So when we are praying, we are not necessarily praying for victory again. We are praying from the vantage, of victory that we have in Christ Jesus. Jesus has won the battle for us. We have all things. According to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, he said, according to his divine power, has given unto us all that pertain to life and godliness. For from the scripture, we realize that all that we ever needed in life, in godliness, all that we will ever needed has been provided already. Grace has made them all available. So 1 John chapter 4, verse 5 began to say, he said, for this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So faith becomes the operational system via which we assess all that have been made available in God. Grace makes it available, but faith makes it accessible and make it your personal reality. Praise the name of the Lord. So as a believer, we have victory in Christ Jesus already. And that's what Paul began to speak. He said, fighting the good fight of faith. The fight there doesn't mean that you are now starting fighting for victory. No. It's that you are contending. You are enforcing that which has been done by Christ in the spiritual realm. You are enforcing it so that your life can be a practical expression of that which you have already in the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is where faith comes in. He said, by faith. He said, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Even our faith. So faith becomes the currency via which we make transactions. Faith is the currency by which we transact the spiritual values. All that God has given unto us. All that we have in Christ Jesus. We are prosperous. We have divine health. We have all things in Christ Jesus. But then for these things to become practical manifestation in the physical realm, we need to come into the revelation of faith. He said it is by faith that we assess those things that have been made available for us. And we enforce them until it become our practical experience. Hallelujah. So Papa began to enlighten us last week that we fight for victory. From victory. We enforce our victory in Christ Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why you will see that one of the major attacks that the devil has against believers is to attack our faith. Is to attack our faith. One of the fiercest darts of the devil that he shoots towards believers is the fiery dart of fear. Praise the name of the Lord. The fiery dart of fear. Of fear. And the reason is so that our faith can be punctured. Because the moment as a believer your faith began to fail, you won't be able to manifest and come into the fullness of all that redemption has made available for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we remember Jesus began to say to Peter. He said, Peter, he said, the devil desire to have you. He said, the devil desire to have you and to sift you away. But Jesus said something to Peter. He said, but I have prayed for you. That what? That your faith fail not. So the content of Jesus' prayer is that the faith of Peter will not fail. It's not the issue of the devil, either the devil want to have you or not. That's not the question, because the devil is our greatest enemy. He's evil. He always want us down. We always want us frustrated. He always want us, you know, evil things. But then what Jesus addressed is the question, the issue of faith. He said that your faith will fail not. Because it is by that faith that we will enter into the fullness of what redemption has made available for us. So grace make it all available, but it is by faith that we access it and make it our reality. So the devil fights our faith every now and then. The devil push and, you know, try to attack us with the arrow of fear. Praise the name of the Lord. It keeps bringing us fear. Anytime the devil wants to attack the believer, the first thing he will send ahead is fear. The moment we are able to, we are captured by the spirit of fear, then the devil will now be able to access and do whatever he wants to do. The first weapon the devil always throws to a believer is fear. Fear. And that's why you see all over the scripture will say, fear not. Fear not. And God is saying to somebody tonight, that fear not. I want us to say to ourselves, wherever we are, and say, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Many of us have been, you know, we have been captured by the spirit of fear. The fear of unknown. The fear of uncertainty. The fear of what if it does not work. You know, in this period, God has been helping us through our Father and the Lord. Pastor has been pouring out wisdom to us. How that we need to understand the season and we need to open our spirit to receive ideas from God. How that in this season we need, it is a season to make some decisions, to make some steps. But you see, in the midst of it, the devil will still try to afflict with fear. Because he knows that the moment someone accommodates fear, fear cripples destiny. Fear shortens our potentials. You know, there are greater things you can do. There are greater things you can do. You have greater capacity and potentials. But then the moment fear sets in, it shuts down the flow and short-circuits our capacity and our potentials. Praise the name of the Lord. So the fear of unknown, the fear of uncertainty, the fear of what it does not work, you know, there are many fears. And we are believing God tonight that we are going to be praying. That God will help us and break every yoke, every siege, every trap of the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Fear has stopped many people from entering the promised land. God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua was sent to lead the people into the promised land. They have a destination. And the moment he received that mandate, the first thing God said to him, Joshua chapter 1, I think verse 6 now. He said, Joshua, be what? Be strong and be of good courage. And in verse 7 also, God said to him, be strong and be of a good courage. In verse 9 also, he said to himself, have I not commanded you, be strong and be of good courage? Because it is by courage and boldness that we will be able to rise, you know, and take steps, take decisions. And possess that which God has made available for us. So fear has really stopped many people from entering into the promised land. From entering into the fullness of what God has for them. And it is my prayer tonight as we begin to engage tonight. That every area of our life that we have been experiencing fear, timidity, you know, we are afraid. Tonight in the name of Jesus, the spirit of boldness and audacity will come upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. And things we have not been able to do for long because we are afraid. In the name of Jesus, we began to find ourselves doing them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Fear is a torment. That's what the scripture said in the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. He said, fear is a torment. He said, there is no fear in love. He said, perfect love cast out fear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, they used to say fear is what? False evidence appearing real. It's not there. But then it positions itself as though it's real. And so sometimes the door we are looking at is not even locked. The door is just closed. But then fear, you know, fear we paint the door as though the door has been locked. And because of the fear, we even turn back before getting to the door. So fear is an evidence that appears real. Until you get to that door and try to push it, that's when you now realize that the door is not actually locked. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fear is one of the things that make us settle less for the best of God.
fear of, can I really become great in life? You know, many times our experiences, our past experiences, are summed up to our fear. So that you have the experience of past failure, past pain, you know, past experiences. And the devil keep bringing that picture back again, how that you have failed in the past. How that you are weak. You know, Papa used to tell us that each time the devil comes to you and remind you of your past, of your terrible past, sit the devil down immediately and tell him his horrible future. In other words, the devil will always come now and then to reveal your weakness to you. It will show you how that you are not capable, how that you are insufficient. Tell the devil that it is because of my insufficiency that the sufficiency of God appeared to me. When the devil comes to you and show you how that you are weak, tell the devil it is because of my weakness that the power of God is made manifest. Hallelujah. So many a times the devil has come to us, you know, and showed us our past, and you are afraid to try again. The past relationship that failed, now you are afraid again. You are afraid. You have that fear. Will I make it? Will I have a good marital destiny? That's a lie from the devil. You know, it keeps ringing in your mind. The fear of missing it. The fear of failing. The fear of not becoming great in life. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that has been haunting us for a while, whatever fear, whatever it is that has been haunting us, hindering us to take the fourth step, in the name of Jesus Christ, every of such fear will collapse tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible said in the book of James, he said, a double-minded man cannot receive anything from God. And one of the reasons why sometimes we become without God is fear. You know, God show you that this is where I want to take you to. But then you look around, you see things around you. You see how the economy of the nation. You look at your background, where you are coming from. You look at the possibility around you. Nothing around is pointing to where God shows you. And fear has entered and began to doubt God. And the Bible said, a double-minded man cannot receive anything from God. Fear, intimidation, threat of the devil is one of the things we must trust God to break out of. To break out of fear of the devil. To break out from intimidation. To break out from threat. So that we can boldly say we know whom we have believed. Now it takes boldness and audacity to fulfill the purpose of God for our life. Yes. Papa was teaching us on Tuesday the journey of David. And we saw how that the whole Israelite were afraid of Goliath. And David came to the scene. And that David said, he looked at him and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? With boldness, with audacity. Saul and the rest of the Israelites have been captured. Under the slavery of fear. They were afraid. They were intimidated by their Goliath. But this is a man that God has helped. The Bible said he was bold. He was a young boy full of audacity. He challenged. He faced his fear. And that's the same way God wants us to operate. As his sons. That will be bold like a lion. That will face our fear. That will rise beyond the intimidation of the devil. The Bible said Goliath will rise now and then and intimidate the people. But then when David appeared, he faces fear with boldness, with audacity. Arise. And through him, God wrought the deliverance. Hallelujah. I'd like us to pray a prayer point tonight. And say, Lord Jesus, I break out of fear tonight. Whatever fear you have been going through, you know yourself, you know. I want you to pray tonight from your heart. And Lord, I break out of fear tonight. In the name of Jesus. I break out of fear. Oh, the fear of unknown, the fear of uncertainty. Lord, I break out of it tonight. in every way that the devil has been intimidating me, Lord, I break out and receive the spirit of boldness tonight. Man shatalabria telebrogadialati. Leketanombrea basatalabradie. Rapande supreki talabarana minakata. Jate telebrana man de combria valae. The Bible said the righteous shall be as bold as lion. Can we pray for boldness tonight? Manteko paladia lebregadia. Menosi velete kapaladia lebregade. I receive boldness. I receive boldness. I receive boldness. I receive boldness tonight. Oh, shapana ne brogoto bregadia legede. Likapane konzupria tapa. The Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. Lord, I receive the spirit of boldness tonight. I break out of fear. I break out of intimidation. I receive courage. Oh, to make that decision, I receive courage to step out in action. I receive boldness to try again. Makaya le brotina grande kesa le combarata le bragadia rezizo lombre ke telegrabash ishatala barana mane li combre ke telebragaba apeke telembro godiza la kate ile kon jatilaha ikasi brana mene bopoko subriata la kilengro non veledi shata. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying tonight. Still talking about fear. You know, the Bible said in the book of Job. Job began to say, he said, what I fear most has come upon me. What I fear most has come upon me. Papa always tell us, he said, don't be afraid of poverty. Don't be afraid of poverty. It means we need to come to a point where we will be so bold about it. Where we can declare with boldness that I cannot be poor. The question is not a question of, hey, Lord, I don't want to be poor. You are now afraid. You don't want to be. No. It means that something will happen to our spirit that will become bold about it. That you will see, I cannot be poor. No, we need to get to that point where we can say that when it comes to marital death, I cannot miss it. The devil has so much afflicted many people with fear of missing the right person. And so when somebody comes their way, they will like, God, hey, I don't want to miss it. The fear. Fear of missing it in marriage. No. We need to get to that point where with boldness we can say, no matter, I cannot miss it. I cannot. I want us to declare for a short minute and begin to declare with boldness that I cannot be poor. I cannot miss it in life. I cannot fail. I cannot. I cannot. I'm not afraid of failure. I'm not afraid of poverty. Oh, shapala gile brene menekata. Zelebranina kombria veleti ilekete. Shalabrana mana kombria veleti. Ligezizo nombria fatile. Lakambala katele bregedia. Revene zubredi shate. Lekamboboro subria tambarate. Rabasha talabre degete. Lekete kelebrana mana. I cannot be poor. No, makumbregedia. Resikombre eti lakash. That business idea cannot fail. I want you to go ahead tonight and declare with boldness, with boldness. Manteko bria de vrianan solo godia. Lekashatala brana mana bria de bregete. Rekasu bregete brede. That project will not fail. Lizala kambala te koriaba. That relationship will not fail. Matele brana makate. Likrane vrusi la brate kele brana ma. Makaye nombria veledi le gredia. Rasu peledi la brana malakata. Jatatala brana mana bria de belede. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Oh, we believe what the word says. We believe what the word says. Makande borotubria namashate. Legede belede. I have no fear. Oh, zala baratene mbrana malate. Ikombrati la kratalabaye. Jatatala Branamana Kaledia Rebana Combrea Telebragada Lecombrea Tapala Shate Zili Granamanda Brea Tapa. I break out of every form of fear, every form of intimidations of the devil. I break out of it. Licombrea Tilate Lepela Gabashata Zelecatepala Tena Mombrea Valete Rosupriana Mande Kelebregadia. Oh, I am no longer under the bondage of fear. I'm no longer under the bondage of fear. No. Makaile monebriata. Zelebelegadia labrana makatelebraha. Shabala balada briada balata. Ila kapatana briada briada ba. Zalabria telebrogo dobrena minakate.
Ah, 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 ah.
Tonight I break out of fear. Ha, shalabalagada. Ha. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying tonight. Now, if we look at Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13 verse 26. From verse 26. I'll paraphrase. The Bible said, and Joshua, Moses, he sent some spies, 12 of them, to go and examine the land that God has promised them. And upon getting there, 10 of the spies, they began to have a picture of how that there are giants in the land. Verse 32, Numbers chapter 13, verse 32. He said, and they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it were men of great stature. And there we saw the giants. And the son of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshopper. And so we were in their sight. They saw giant in the land that God has promised them. And because of the fear of the giant, they were intimidated by what they saw. Even though the land belongs to them, it's their inheritance. It's what God has promised them. He has promised their forefather Abraham that this land shall be an inheritance for your children. It is their inheritance. But then because of the giant, because of the people in the land, because of the intimidation, they began to see themselves as grasshopper. And they said, so we are in their eyes. Now look at the report of Caleb. When we look at the report of Caleb in verse 30, said, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. I want you to say to yourself tonight that I am well able to overcome. I am well able to take that mountain. That business idea that God has given you, God gave you that idea. But then the devil began to show you how that there are many people in that industry already. How that there are many people doing great already. And you began to be intimidated and you began to see, can this thing possible? This idea, can this business idea thrive at all? God is saying to us tonight that you need to be bold and say, I am well able to overcome. I am well able to take that industry. Hallelujah. I am well able. You must not be intimidated by the market. No. If God has given you that business idea, even if there are many people doing it already, don't be intimidated. I want you to say to yourself, I am not intimidated. Glory to God. I am not intimidated. I am well able. I am well able. Hallelujah. I am well able. So fear is one of the things that cuts people off. Fear is one of the things that short-circuit the sight of men. It corrupts our sight. But glory be to God, Caleb saw correctly. A generation that will never break out of the spirit of fear will never emerge in life. A generation that is under the bondage of fear will never amount to anything great. Because each time God is telling you, move, take this action, you are afraid. And as long as we are afraid, we won't be able to take that giant step. We won't be able to take that broad step. A generation that will not break out from the spirit of fear is a generation that decided to set for the less. It's a generation that decided not to emerge. A man that will emerge in greatness in God is a man that will be bold as lion. So that when God is telling you, arise and go, you will rise like Abraham. And you will say, I am well able. Hallelujah. Can we rise to our feet tonight as we pray one more time? Makayala Bratele. I know God has been speaking to us in this season. God has been giving some of us ideas. God has been telling us one or two things. And God has been waiting for us to take actions. But then we are still afraid. We are still timid. Oh my God. Can we pray to God tonight and say, Lord, give me the spirit of boldness. Give me the spirit of boldness. Caleb said, we are well able to take over. I receive the spirit of boldness tonight. Mataka pala di elegrete. Revena shatanam brekete. Repetala branamala. I break out of fear. I break out of fear. I break out of intimidation. Mantele gabaradiate. Lerianam brekosi lebranamante. Rapashatala brede blate. Rasande kombala di elegete. Rapashatala brekete. Lerianamana kapala di elegriata. Izelebana kambolo. Subriata, Ireshatana Breketele Bregedia, Rabatana Bregedegalete. Said it to somebody today. God is saying to someone today, He's saying, fear not. God is telling you that fear not. That business idea we try, fear not. God is saying to somebody tonight, be strong and be of good courage. For that mountain, that land belongs to you. It's for your possession, it's for your taking. I receive boldness tonight. I receive boldness. Kapana ni bregede reshaka talabrani meleka ilegrana fila kombria talabala. I believe somebody is praying tonight. Oh shana malaka telebra. Fear has kept us in one position for long. For how long we will dwell in that mountain? For how long we will dwell in fear? Oh, tonight I break out of spirit of fear. I break out from the trap of fear in the name of Jesus. Le kombria fena kas. Abaya shata labrana, irekonzu priata legedia, ilekombra kapate, ilekabrate lebragada, ebrekete lebraba kapalade, rekombriate skipalata, ishata talabrana maka, ibala kombriate lebregedia, rekavane konzuzu lebriate, lekashata labrana maka, iselebregede galete. I want us to pray more tonight and say, Lord, I receive, baptize me with the spirit of boldness and audacity. Oh shakapana melegete, irekombriates kapala, irekambolo kriya vele shate, izalabala gabriya telebriya tapa, ebrete kambala kamongriya feta, lakonja katelebregedia, rababa baba kaselegede, leriana manda briates kapa, izelegrania nambreketelebragata, ibarapa shate, izelebrata namanga, irekombriates kapala, legrate kelebrana maka, izalabratelebregedia. I break out of fear. I break out of intimidation. Oh, I am not intimidated. Oh, shapana breketela. Riamante combria falate, celebra catambre cadela, racozuzu lebrana mancha, abrate celebra cata, rabababa paladi elecate, asata la brada briata palate, isalabrate de gromanancapa, ipopo copriana menanzoloco, irasivre amiante, illa campayato, esacapala, rabede brega de brega de brega de belete, illa brapa capre de capalata, illa ranisum regila prate, asaka. Kata prana minekete, lerea prane gonzu preatiate, eshaka pala di elebregete bregete, la papa papa kapala di ebregete, random vrize lando, iruska pane grea velaska, escapande cumbria veleta, asala, asala, Rabata breaka panda repetong zubriate le kumbara kapate ashapala debriata pa ebrene mina kaza e celebrana mina ka. I break out of the fear of failure. Ikombalate le bregete la kria venangon zupereti la kumbakata. I cannot fail. Fada pande repete brekete ne gonza la kapala baladia le bregete bregete le brapa kapaso briata le kumbria vina shata. Zala kambo ko beledi ele ria da balagata asha bala 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 di ele bregete la brone bregete 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 la konzu prehefelate la kambo ko pria falate asha te laga la grabate le brene minaka la baba baba posia le bro bakambo ke le bregete le bro kavina hando zu briate le ravina kando vriate asha kapala di le brona minakambo e zebro talabra. I receive tonight the speed of both. He palatinama rapeda combria veletas sapre upon the brigade le capradabala. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying tonight. You see, many of us has long dwell in that boat, and Jesus is saying to us, come. And Jesus is bidding us to come, but because of fear, we could not step out of that boat. We could not step out. Jesus is saying, son, come. Daughter, come. Take this step. Make this decision. But then we are afraid. We could not step out because of what the devil is showing us. And God wants us to break out and step out like Peter. And step out and believe God and trust in God. Tonight we're going to be praying one more time. And say, Lord, I stepped out tonight. I stepped out of my fear. Kapana kombre velede. I step out of my fear. Like Peter, I step out of that boat. I stepped out of that boat and I trust you, Lord. Man, take up palade elebregede. I'm making that decision. Naka palade. I stepped out. Ki palade pronomenaka. Zumbre veleti la kata. Jatala bregede bregede. Le kapana brozi bregede. When Peter stepped out of that boat, he began to walk upon the water. Supernatural becomes normal. He began to operate in the realm of God. He began to walk by faith. He began to walk upon the water. But the moment he was distracted, the moment he began to look at the storm, the wind, fear entered again and he began to sink. I want us to pray tonight and say, Lord, I trust in you. I put my gaze on you. Le combria vena scapate. Repete shapana capa. Ile gozobriana manate. Repela cambolo brigade. Ile combreca de Lord, help my faith tonight. Not to fail. Help my faith not to fail. Isala palate combria valata. Isatala brada balata. Let's pray to God and say, Lord, help my faith not to fail. Le combria velecata. Isatele brigadia brata. That was the prayer Jesus prayed for Peter. He said, I pray for you that your faith fail not. For the devil desired to have you. He said that your faith will fail not. Can we ask the Lord tonight and say, Lord, help me that my faith will fail not. In the name of Jesus. Manta kapala di elebregede. Revenonsky priata pande. Leko shatala brada balata. Illa. Proke prea des kapala le gramanambro dovria tapashe zelebre de brega de beleta illa prata. Help my faith. Help me to trust you more. Help me to trust you more. Help me to believe you more. Makambo lozie to step out of my fear, to break out of fear. Kapala ni ebelede to break out of intimidation, Lord. Le kombria des kapala le kapala da balada in the name of Jesus. Kapala di elebre no bogosia da. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise tonight. We'll exalt you. We exalt you. We bless your name, Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We ask, Lord, tonight that you help our faith not to fail. That the yoke of fear break out from our life. That every decision that we have long due to take, that you will help us to start taking those decisions in the name of Jesus. We receive the spirit of boldness and audacity to step out in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. With Jesus, just please, can we celebrate Jesus as we welcome our Father and the Lord, Pastor Phil Lazarus.
Hallelujah. You are still the
You are still the one in charge. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Bless you. The Lord gave me a word. Oh, we're coming. Let me increase. Yeah, the Lord gave me a word. So I had to quickly write it down. The Lord said, a season of success for those who have multiple records of failures. That is, you have recorded, tried, failed. You know what I'm saying? Now, success is not generic. Success could mean different things to different people. But to people who have experienced multiple records of failure. So, launch your boat, your net to the deep this one more time. Launch your net to the deep this one more time for a great catch. Amen. I love the emphasis of today's meeting. That God should send out the spirit of fear. Courage. Sometimes, even with strategies, you don't have the courage to launch out because of experience. Because you have experienced what it means to fail again and again and again and again and again. One thing I know for sure that God has shown me about this house is that we have many great people. And then it is people who are carrying destinies and are not limited to one country. Get your shoes ready. You have a long way to go. A very long way to go. I see it every time and I say it prophetically and I call it forth. Are you following what I'm saying? When the Lord said to me that this year is going to bring bones to bones, even if the one you have experienced before is God, what look like they are bringing fish bone to cow bone, or it doesn't matter. Hey! When God give you your own bone, you are not to check it. They don't put the bone on top of the rice. But he said he's bringing bones to one of the eleven. Oh, what the more? He said bone they're packing here. Pack up. Are you following what I'm saying now? It's the season. I see it every time. I say it. See, lockdown cannot lock destiny connection away from you. Hey! I keep hearing that word again. The season of success for those who have had multiple records of failure. Failed several times, trying to do one thing or several other things. Launch your net to the deep this one more time and trust the Lord for a great catch. You will not be tired. You are not tired. You are not tired. Rise in your strength. Pull up your shoes again. Gird up your loins. And ready for a great catch. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you. Amen. Let me say this to you. Even for what God wants to do with you, you need courage. Because it's a new territory. It's a new what? Territory. If you are going to a country you've never stepped before for ministration, it's a new territory. You need courage. I've noticed that you may prophesy something but not have the courage to enter. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. You may be decreeing and declaring something but the thing is right before you now. You don't have the courage to take it.
courage to start new things, to do what the Lord is saying to do. I love the way he started the message talking about grace and faith. Alright? Listen, the one who has found favor in the sight of God is the one that has received the spirit of boldness. Not of fear. Spirit of what? Boldness. It is by that spirit I will call him Father. Glory to God. Alright, meaning that if you don't see God as Father, if he stretch his hands to give you good and pleasant gifts, you will not collect it. Are you following what I'm saying here? I pray for you in the name that is above all names, you'll be courageous. You'll be courageous. You will be courageous. The courageous always lead the intelligent. You'll be courageous. God who made the heavens and the earth will baptize you with the boldness needed to enter into your destiny. Receive that grace now. I speak and I send fear out of your life. Fear is sent out now. Sent out now. Sent out now. Sent out now. In the name of Jesus. You will not be afraid of what tomorrow brings. You will not be afraid of the future. God who made the heavens and the earth will settle you. The season of success. Those who have multiple records of failure. Now it's time for you to dance your own dance and sing your own song. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' powerful name, we are praying. And let the people say bigger amen.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.